Exclusive: Pence team slams fake Never Trump Lincoln project ad as disgrace. By Kyle Morris on December 10, 2020. Vice President Mike Pence's team has responded after the far-left Lincoln Project ran an advertisement that falsely claimed Pence has distanced himself from President Donald Trump because he knows it's over. In a statement to Breitbart News, Chief of Staff to the Vice President Mark Short said Pence wakes up every day to stand with President Donald Trump and slammed the Lincoln Project's ad as a baseless smear from Never Trumpers. Vice President Pence wakes up every day to stand with President Donald Trump and to keep their promises to make America great again, including working to end the pandemic by delivering the coronavirus vaccine in record time. The Lincoln Project grifters wake up every day to advance the socialist agenda of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and former Vice President Joe Biden. The latest attack ad from the Lincoln Project is a disgrace and another baseless smear from a group of Never Trumpers who have opposed this administration from day one. It is ironic that a group of former Republicans are seeking to salvage their flailing careers by attacking Vice President Pence's integrity and loyalty, all while scamming and swindling people out of their hard-earned money. Vice President Pence will continue to stand with President Trump to ensure every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is thrown out. The Lincoln Project's advertisement appeared on YouTube, the tech giant that on Wednesday announced it would remove videos questioning a Biden victory as legal challenges continue. "The end is coming, Donald. Even Mike Pence knows," the narrator said. "He's backing away from your train wreck, from your desperate lies, and clown lawyers. When Mike Pence is running away from you, you know it's over. Trying to protect his reputation, protect his future. There's one last thing, Donald," the narrator added. "On January 6, Mike Pence will put the nail in your political coffin when he presides over the Senate vote to prove Joe Biden won. It's over and Mike Pence knows it." While there is no evidence to show that Pence knows it's over, there is evidence that Pence has remained loyal to Trump in legal efforts and has traveled throughout, making stops in Georgia to support the Republican candidates in the Senate runoff elections scheduled for January 5. A brief look back at Pence's schedule of events shows that the vice president quickly began supporting Trump's legal efforts as he held a strategy meeting at the campaign headquarters the day after Election Day. Since December 4, Pence has had a tweet pinned to his account which vows to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is thrown out. On the Friday after Election Day, Pence hosted a fundraising call for legal efforts in support of Trump. At Trump's request, Pence has also been keeping in touch with various stakeholders and lawmakers in battleground states. On Thursday, Pence traveled to Georgia for the fourth time on behalf of Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, both of whom will face off against their respective Democrat challengers Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. In addition to his stop in Georgia on Thursday, Pence will also travel to South Carolina, where he will tout the progress being made on the coronavirus vaccine under Trump's leadership. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.